The moon occults Uranus for most observers in North America on January 1. January 3, Mars is almost occulted 0.5 degrees to the north. The moon is full January 6. On the following day, one of the Gemini twins, Pollux, is 1.9 degrees north of Luna. January 8, the moon is at its furthest from Earth, apogee of 406,458 kilometers. Last quarter is January 14, and new moon is January 21. On that same day, the moon is at its closest to Earth, perigee of 356,568 kilometers. January 23, Saturn is 4 degrees north, and Venus is 3 degrees north. January 25, Neptune is 3 degrees north, Jupiter is 1.8 degrees north, and, January 28, Uranus is 0.9 degrees south. All of which indicates that these planets line up across the southern sky over 7 nights from west to east. Mars is almost occulted again January 30 at 0.1 degree north of the Moon. Mercury is gradually sliding in front of the Sun until it reaches inferior conjunction January 7, to reappear about mid-month in the eastern morning sky. Unfortunately, the ecliptic is close to the horizon during northern winter, so this apparition is best when viewed from the southern hemisphere. Venus, on the other hand, is shining brightly in the western evening sky at one of the best apparitions for 2023. Saturn and Venus are in conjunction January 22, followed the next evening by the Moon joining in to make a trio. This will be a difficult observation since the three bodies are close to the horizon at dusk. Mars starts off the month with a reprise of its December occultation, except not for northern viewers. The red planet has been retrograding since early November and becomes stationary January 12, to begin prograde motion among the stars of northern Taurus, the Hyades and Pleiades. Mars is occulted once again by the Moon, as expected, one lunar month later, January 30, a close approach for us northern observers. Jupiter begins the year in the evening sky shining against the stars of Pisces, the fish. At sundown, Jupiter is due south, setting around midnight. As the month progresses, the gas giant planet gradually fades away into the southwestern horizon. The moon is 1.8 degrees to the south January 25. Saturn is in the western evening sky at sundown, much like Jupiter, but closer to the horizon. Try finding the ring planet January 22, snuggled up close to Venus with the Moon nearby. You might need binoculars to locate them. Venus not so much, since it far outshines Saturn and the thin crescent Moon. Uranus is well placed for unaided viewing in the constellation Aries, the Ram, shining at magnitude 5.7. The waxing gibbous Moon occults the blue-green planet January 1, visible from most of North America. And, again January 28, but only a close call for Western Hemisphere viewers at 0.9 degrees from the Moon. Neptune is close to Jupiter in the western evening sky as the month begins, but you'll need optical aid to find the dim planet among the stars of Aquarius. Neptune is a little over 30 astronomical units, Earth-Sun distances, from us 4.5 billion kilometers away. The quadranted meteors peak on January 4 at 3 o'clock UT, January 3 at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. James Edgar has had an interest in the night sky all his life. He joined the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada in 2000, was national president for 2 terms, is now the editor of Observer's Handbook, and production manager of the bimonthly RASC Journal. The IAU named asteroid 1995 XC5, 22,421, James Edgar, in his honor, and he was recently awarded a fellowship of the RASC.